Good afternoon, brethren. Happy Sabbath. I want to welcome all those that are here visiting with us, as well as those who have joined us on the webcast. We're glad you're with us as well. Brethren, do you ever feel like you have something that's just hanging over your head? Something that's just there, and it just won't go away? I remember years ago, when God first began calling me into the church, he was opening my mind to understand truths little by little. And it got to a point where he let me understand about first tithe. And so I was like, okay, well, I need to keep first tithe. I didn't know about second or third tithe yet, but I knew I should keep first tithe. So I started keeping first tithe. And I knew that God had a church. So I was going to save first tithe. And then I was going to, whenever I found God's church, I was going to then turn on my tithes. And I got to a point where I saved $500, which took a long time. And things were going well until, well, let's just say human nature kicked in. And I called my friends. I was like, hey, guys, what are you doing? I said, let's have a party. So as a matter of fact, let's go to Daytona Beach. Let's rent a room at the Marriott with a jacuzzi. Call everybody. And let's have this huge party, and it's on me. In one night, I blew $500 of tithe money. Now, in today's money, that would be a little over $1,300. $1,300 of tithe money blown in one night. That was crazy. And I woke up the next day, and I felt horrible for several reasons. And one of the reasons I felt really bad was because I messed up so bad. I sinned so bad. And I felt so guilty because of what I did. And I should have felt guilty because I really messed up. So I went to God and I prayed and I asked him to forgive me, to wash away my sin, to let me start over the clean slate so I can go forward. And he forgave me. But brethren, I went for a long, long time after that with these unnecessary feelings of guilt. I felt guilty about that for a long, long time, like it was just there, always hanging over my head. Brethren, is that how God wants us to live? Is that how God wants us to operate, with these feelings of guilt for sins that he's already forgiven us for? Is that how he wants us to live? Well, brethren, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about guilt. And specifically, I want to talk about unnecessary guilt for sins that God has already forgiven us for things that we've repented of and we're moving past. Now, there are basically two types of guilt. There's a positive guilt, there's a good guilt, and then there's an unnecessary guilt. And we're going to look at both of those. So let's begin with the positive guilt. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 7. 2 Corinthians 7. And we're going to start in verse 8. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 8. And this is Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And we see here in 2 Corinthians, beginning in verse 8, says this, says, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance, for you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. So when we sin, we mess up and we feel guilty. We should, because we sin. And that's a positive thing, because God works with us through the power of his Holy Spirit. He works on our conscience, and we know we messed up. So we go before God and we repent. We say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, please wipe away my sin, and please let me start over with a clean slate. And he's faithful and he's just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, as we read in 1 John chapter 1. Now let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 43. I'd like to look at one verse here. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to look at verse 25. Isaiah 43, verse 25. And this is God speaking, and he says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. Some translations, such as the New American Standard, have it as wipe away. Goes on to say, and I will not remember your sins. So we repent, God forgives us, he wipes away our sins, he blots them out, and he says he chooses not to remember those. But he'll forgive us and we can move on. Now think of it this way. Think of it as if you had, there's a piece of paper and your sins are written down on this piece of paper. And you go and you repent, you ask God to forgive you, to wipe away your sins, to blot them out. Think of it almost as if the lettering, the writing itself is coming up off the paper and it's just gone. He wipes it away. It blots it out. It's gone. It's not there anymore because God forgives us upon true repentance. In turning to go the other way, we ask him to, and he says here in Isaiah 43, I will not remember your sins. Now, God doesn't give us a license to sin. He doesn't say, just keep doing the same thing over and over. He doesn't say, okay, you're forgiven, whatever, just not even try. But he wants us to overcome. So we see, brethren, there's that positive guilt that leads to repentance so we can repent and move on with our lives. But there's also that unnecessary guilt. And that unnecessary guilt, brethren, is powered up, you could say, by Satan the devil. Because Satan wants you and me to feel guilty about everything all the time. Constant guilt. And he especially wants us to feel guilty about things that God has already forgiven us for. Because if we can go on feeling guilty about something God has forgiven us for, something we're working on overcoming, something we repented of, then we play right into his hands. We also play right into those four enemies of faith: doubt, fear, anxious care, and human reasoning. Because if we keep having this unnecessary guilt for something God's already forgiven us for, aren't we doubting? Aren't we doubting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? Aren't we basically saying, you know what, Christ, your sacrifice isn't good enough for me. So I'm just going to keep bringing this up over and over and over again, even though you forgive me for it. That's not good. And that'll ruin our faith. And then fear comes in there because we get afraid. Well, what's going to happen? Is God just going to strike me down? Then anxious care. We start worrying about the future. What, you know, am I going to be secure? Will I even make it to God's kingdom? And then human reasoning, especially if it's a sin that we are working on, and we all know how that is. It's two steps forward, one step back. We're all there. We all have things we're working on. But human reasoning can jump in there and say, you know what? God's never going to forgive you for that. But you know what, brethren? God will forgive you for that. If we repent, he'll forgive us. He understands and he knows. But we have our part when we repent to turn around and go the other way and do our best not to make that same mistake. So then, brethren, what can we do about unnecessary feelings of guilt for sins that God has already forgiven us for? I got three things. Number one is realize and appreciate just how great God the Father and Jesus Christ love you and how great the sacrifice of Jesus Christ really is. It's great. God loves us so much, brethren. He loves us. He wants us to be in his family. God the Father and Jesus Christ have this wonderful plan of salvation. He wants us and he wants eventually the entire world to be in his family. And he has his plan and he wants us to be there because God wants to forgive us. So realize that and appreciate just how great the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is. Number two, we need to learn to forgive ourselves. And now what I mean by that is I don't mean that's some excuse to continue in sin, because God doesn't give us any license to sin. I'm not saying to say, okay, well, I messed up, blah, 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 I'm just going to go do it again, whatever. What I mean is we repent, we turn around and we do our best not to do that sin again. We need to know the truth about ourselves, realize that, and go forward out of sin. That's what God expects of us. And then number three, if we see ourselves like out of the blue, starting to feel guilty for something that God's already forgiven us for, something that we know we repented of, something we're working on, that could be Satan trying to mess with our minds and trying to make us have that unnecessary guilt. What can we do about that? Well, we can go to God and we can pray. We can say, Father, I'm getting these thoughts in my mind. This is something that you've already forgiven me for, and I know you don't want me to keep bringing this up in your face. So please take those thoughts out of my mind, and please replace them with a right thought, with positive, something good. Because, brethren, if we just only get rid of a negative, and if we don't replace it with a positive, then that negative will come back. So we need to always make sure when we get rid of the negative, we have to replace it with something positive. So, brethren, we can repent of our sins. We can ask God to forgive us, to wipe away our sins. We repent, we turn, and we go the other way. We do our best not to make those same mistakes again. Brethren, we don't have to live under the shadow of unnecessary guilt, but we can overcome, and we can grow, and we can be in God's kingdom.